Welcome back, and in this lesson we're building one of those sounds that can instantly change the mood of a jungle or D&B track. A stack jungle hoover stab in Ableton Live 12 that feels big, emotional, and perfect for that sunrise set moment. So think classic rave energy, but softened a little. We still want width, punch, and movement, but we're aiming for warmth and nostalgia more than pure aggression. This is the kind of stab that can sit in atmospheric jungle, liquid D&B, soulful rollers, or any tune where you want the room to lift instead of just slam. Before we start sound design, let's set the scene. Open Ableton Live 12, create a new MIDI track, and get a drum context going first. If you're working in jungle or D&B, a tempo around 170 to 174 BPM is a great starting point. Load a breakbeat, a basic kick and snare pattern, or your own drum loop, so you're hearing the stab in a proper rhythmic context right away. That matters, because a hoover stab can sound totally different against a busy break compared to a straight beat. Now let's build the main sound. You can use Wavetable or Analog for this. If you want a classic beginner-friendly approach, Wavetable is a great choice. Start with two saw oscillators. Make the second one slightly detuned so the sound starts moving and feels alive. Then add unison, somewhere around 4 to 6 voices to begin with. You don't need to max it out. More voices can sound bigger, but too much detune can make the sound blurry and weak, and in D&B that clarity matters. Next, shape the envelope. This is what makes it feel like a stab instead of a pad. Keep the attack very short, almost instant. Set the decay to something medium, maybe around 200 to 600 milliseconds depending on how long you want the hit to ring. Keep sustain low, because we want a short chord hit, not a held note. Release should also be short, just enough to let the note breathe naturally without washing out the groove. If your synth lets you use filter envelope movement, this is where the classic hoover character really comes alive. Start with the filter cutoff fairly low, then let the envelope open it quickly at the start of the note. That gives you a bite right at the front of the sound, then it softens back down. That little burst of motion is what makes the stab feel energetic and alive. Now here's the key idea, we're not just making one layer. We're stacking for purpose. Think in terms of jobs, not just layers. One layer should give us the body. One layer should add sparkle or lift. One layer should add a little air or motion. If two layers are doing the same thing, simplify them. So duplicate your main sound and transpose the second layer up an octave. Bring that layer down in volume so it supports the main stab instead of taking over. This higher octave adds emotional lift and a brighter sunrise feel. It can also make the chord feel more expansive without needing to turn the whole thing up. On that octave layer, use EQ to trim the low end. We don't want extra bass buildup in the upper layer, and we don't want it fighting the kick or sub. If it starts sounding harsh, gently tame the upper mids or highs too. You want glow, not pain. A nice trick is to keep this layer slightly filtered so it feels airy and uplifting, rather than sharp and pokey. Now let's add a third layer for atmosphere. This is the layer you almost feel more than hear. Use a noise oscillator or a synth patch with a noisy top end, then give it a short envelope and a high-pass filter. Keep the volume very low. This layer is there to create breath, texture, and shimmer. If you hear it as a separate sound, it's probably too loud. In a good mix, this kind of layer just gives the stab a little halo. At this point, it's a good idea to put all of this into an instrument rack. Group the instrument with Command or Control G, then create separate chains for the main hoover, the octave layer, and the air layer. This makes the whole thing much easier to control, especially if you want to automate it later. If you want, map a few macros. A great beginner set would be one macro for filter cutoff, one for reverb send amount, one for stereo width, one for saturation or drive, one for the octave layer blend, and one for overall decay or release feel. That gives you a rack you can actually perform with, not just a static preset. Now let's process the stack so it sits properly in the mix. First up, EQ 8. High-pass the sound somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz so it stays out of the sub and kick zone. If it feels boxy or muddy, try a small cut in the 250 to 500 Hz area. If it gets too sharp, you can dip a little around 2 to 4 kHz. And if it needs a bit of air, a gentle high shelf above 8 kHz can help. Keep these moves subtle. The goal is clarity, not extreme shaping. Next, add saturator. A few decibels of drive can do a lot here. It helps the stab feel denser and more confident without needing to be louder. Turn on soft clip if needed, and match the output so you're judging tone, not just volume. In drum and bass, saturation is often what helps a sound cut through a busy breakbeat, without fighting for space. After that, try glue compressor if the layers feel a bit loose. You're not trying to squash it. Just a couple of decibels of gain reduction can make the layers feel like one solid instrument. A moderate attack and a short or auto release usually works well. Think of it as making the stack snap together. If you want a little movement, add a light chorus ensemble or phaser flanger. Keep it very subtle. This is one of those places where less is more, especially in fast jungle arrangements. Too much modulation can make the stab lose focus. We want a hint of motion, not a swirling mess. Now for the emotional part. Reverb. A sunrise stab loves space, but in DNB you need to be careful. If you put too much reverb directly on the sound, you can kill the punch and blur the rhythm. A better approach is often to use a send. That way the dry stab stays sharp, and you can control the atmosphere separately. Use a medium decay, some pre-delay so the transient stays clear, and a low cut in the reverb so the bottom end doesn't get muddy. At the end of the chain, use utility. This is super useful for checking overall gain, adjusting width, and even narrowing the sound if the low mids get too messy. One very important coach tip here. Check the sound in mono early. Sunrise patches often rely on width, but if the chord disappears in mono, the mix will fall apart on club systems. So quickly flip to mono with utility and make sure the stab still has body and presence. Now let's make it actually feel like jungle, not just a trance chord. The magic is in the rhythm and harmony. Jungle stabs are often short and well-placed. In a busy breakbeat, a tight hit can feel way bigger than a long-held chord. Try placing your stabs on offbeats or use syncopated 16th note rhythms. You can also make the stab answer the snare or place it at the end of a two bar phrase to create tension and release. For the harmony, keep it emotional but simple. Minor sevenths, minor ninths, suspended chords, and add nine voicings all work really well. If you're in a minor, for example, an a minor 7 chord or in a minor add 9 can sound warm and reflective without getting too dark. That's important for a sunrise vibe. We want a feeling of hope, not just gloom. A really nice arrangement trick is to automate the sound over time. Start with the stab filtered and narrow. Then over 8 or 16 bars, slowly open the cutoff, increase the stereo width, and bring up the octave layer or reverb send. That kind of evolution tells a story. It makes the section feel like it's rising into the morning. You can also use the stab as a transition tool. Let it appear at the end of an 8-bar phrase, or right before the drums return after a breakdown. If you thin it out before a drop by muting the octave layer or reducing the reverb, then bring everything back at once. The return will feel much bigger. Contrast is everything. Here's a really practical exercise. Build a 4-bar loop at 172 BPM with a main Hoover layer, an octave layer, and a noise layer. Make a minor 7th chord stab and place it on the offbeats. In bars 3 and 4, automate the cutoff opening, increase the reverb send, and raise the octave layer volume a little. Then listen to how the mood changes as the loop unfolds. If you want to really learn it, make two versions, one warm and wide, and one darker and more aggressive. Small changes in filter, saturation, and reverb will completely change the emotional read. If you want a foggier sunrise version, lower the filter cutoff, reduce the attack bite, and use a little more pre-delay on the reverb. Add a tiny bit of chorus and roll off some top end after the reverb if needed. That makes it feel distant and dreamy, like it's floating behind the rest of the arrangement. If you want a more intense liftoff version, automate the cutoff opening over time, slowly raise the octave layer, and widen the sound gradually. Add more reverb only at the end of phrases so the section blooms without losing impact. And if you want a rude but emotional version, push the saturation a little harder, shorten the decay, and maybe add a tiny pitch envelope at the front for attack character. That keeps the stab energetic while still carrying feeling. One more advanced tip. You can make a parallel dirt layer. Duplicate the stab, process the copy more aggressively with distortion and compression, then blend it quietly underneath the clean version. That gives you edge and attitude without destroying the main tone. It's a really useful trick when you want the sound to cut through a dense drum mix. Also, don't forget velocity. You can map velocity to filter cutoff, envelope amount, or even reverb send. Then program a few softer and harder hits in your MIDI. That small bit of variation makes repeated stabs feel much more human and less robotic. So to wrap it up, start with a saw-based Hoover synth, stack it with an octave layer into soft air layer, shape it with short envelopes, clean it up with EQ, add density with saturation, glue it together if needed, and use reverb carefully for space. Then automate cutoff, width, and layer balance so the sound evolves with the arrangement. Most importantly, make sure it works with the breakbeat and leaves room for the sub, the snare, and any vocal or lead hook. If you do it right, This won't just be a big stab, it'll feel nostalgic, uplifting, and perfectly tuned for that golden hour jungle moment. And that's the goal, not just sound design, but emotion.